如果你有带圣经的话，请翻开马可福音第十章。
I think the way we're going to do it is I'm going to read it in English, then I'm going to get Joseph to read it in Chinese. So I will go first. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 17 for you English readers. Watch your Bibles, please. And when he, that's the Lord Jesus, was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor your father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all of these things I have done from my youth. Verse 21, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatsoever you have, give it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come and take up your cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and said to his disciples, How hard is it for them that have riches to enter the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered them again and said unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter to the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, said, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible.
Hey, 我们念马可福音第十章十七节到二十七节。十七节这边开始说，耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来，跪在他面前，问他说：良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说：你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。他对耶稣说：夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。二十一节，耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说：你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的财产，他的产业很多。耶稣周围一看，对门徒说：有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊！门徒稀奇他的话，耶稣又对他们说：小子，倚靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊！骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易了。二十六。门徒就分外稀奇，对他说：这样谁能得救呢？耶稣看着他们说：在人是不能，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
The first thing I want to do is give you a brief outline of our text.
我首先要做的是先跟各位就是 简易的介绍他的 重点。
I'm going to break it into three points.
有三段。
It's all about this man who came to Jesus.
就是关于这个人来到主耶稣，这个年轻人，年少的官来到主耶稣面前。
The first thing I know about this man is that he was seeking the Lord.
这位年少的官第一件事来就是来到耶稣面前，他是要来寻求神。
The second thing I know about him is that he was self-righteous.
第二件事就是他自以为意这一件事。
And the third thing I know about him is he was sad.
第三件事就是说他非常的伤心的走了。
This is all in our text, and I will show you.
这些都在 这经文里 我等一下会展示给大家看。
In the beginning of the story, we have a rich young ruler.
在这故事的一开始的时候，我们有一个年轻富有的一个官，少年官。
We get the story not only from Luke's or Mark's account, but also from Luke's account as well.
我们不但是从路加福音，从马可福音也都有记载这样的一个故事。
So we piece the story together.
我们把这个故事把它连接在一起。
The first thing we know is that he comes to Jesus.
第一件事我们知道说他来到主耶稣面前。
He is running, the Bible says.
他跑到主面前。
And he kneels down.
他跪在主面前。
And he asks a question.
他问主耶稣一个问题。
And he makes a declaration.
而且他宣告说。
Whenever we see him running, it means there's something urgent.
当我们看一个人跑过来的时候，那表示这件事情是相当的紧急。
When we see him kneeling down, it means he has a humble spirit.
当一个人他愿意跪下来的时候，表示他有一颗谦卑的心。
And he asked the question, "What can I do to have eternal life?"
他问耶稣说，问耶稣一个问题，说，我怎样做才能得到永生呢？
So some things we know, he had the right time. Jesus was there.
他第一件事我们学到的是说，他在正确的时间来到，因为他来到主耶稣面前。
He had the right spirit. He was humble.
第一个是他的时机是对的，第二个是说。他的那个态度跟精神是对的。
He asked the right question, how can I get eternal life?
第三个是说他问的一个问对的问题。
He asked the right person, Jesus.
而且他问对的人，因为他问了耶稣这个问题。
And he's going to get the right answer.
而且他也得到一个正确的答案。
But in the story, he makes the wrong decision.
但是故事的结尾，他却做了一个错误的决定。
He also declared something.
而且他宣自己说明了。
In verse 17, he addresses the Lord.
在第十七节里他这样称呼主耶稣。
And he says, "Good Master, what shall I do?"
他问主耶稣说，良善的夫子啊，我该怎么做呢？
Now Jesus responded to that.
但是耶稣怎么回复他呢？
He said, "Why do you call me good?"
耶稣回答说，你为什么称呼我为良善呢？
There's only one that's good, and that's God.
耶稣说，在这世上只有一个是良善的，那就是神。
It was as though Jesus said, "Are you calling me God?"
那耶稣的意思就是说，难道你是称呼我为神吗？
Well, we'll see as the story develops whether he calls him God or not.
我们随着这个故事的发展，我们来看看他是不是认耶稣为主，为神呢？
Apart from this story, we know that Jesus is God.
除了这个故事之外的话，其实我们都知道耶稣是我们的神。
The Bible says that Jesus is the Son of God and equal with God.
圣经里讲说，耶稣是神的儿子，他跟神是同等位分。
It also says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
而且耶稣是神看不见神的样式的形象。
On one occasion, Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father."
圣经里讲说，耶稣曾经说，你看到我的话，就是看到父神。
So we find that the answer to his question is one of keeping the commandments.
这个对这个问题的一个解答，其实最重要的就是怎么样去遵守神的诫命。
We find this in verse 19.
我们在第十九节这里可以看得到。
Jesus said, "You know the commandments, don't you?"
耶稣说，你知道这些诫命不是吗？
Let me pause here for a minute and say, how many of the Ten Commandments do you know?
这里先暂停一下，我想请教各位，你们对十诫有多少位有了解呢？
Because sometimes people say you get to heaven by keeping the Ten Commandments.
有些人认为说，我只要遵守好十诫，我就可以上天堂。
If you know you get to heaven by keeping the Ten Commandments, you would certainly want to know what the Ten Commandments are.
如果你真的认为说，只要遵守这十诫的话，就可以上天堂，那你肯定是一定要知道这十诫代表什么了。
Let's get back to the story.
那我们回到这个故事来。
So Jesus said, do not commit adultery, kill, steal, verse 19, all of these things, don't do them, he said, and honor your father and mother.
那在十九节里耶稣对他讲说、哦、这些诫命是不可像是不可杀人不可奸淫不可偷盗不可做假见证亏误人当孝敬你的父母。
Now remember, the young man is wealthy, but he is seeking eternal life.
大家记得吧？这个年轻的少年官，他是非常的有钱，但是他希望有个永恒的生命。
That should tell us one thing for sure.
这告诉我们一件很重要的事。
Money cannot buy your way into heaven.
这个钱财啊，财富不能带你，买这个路上去到天。
In other words, you cannot purchase salvation.
换句话说，你不能用金钱来买你的救恩。
So as he looks for a way to heaven, Jesus tells him to keep the commandments.
所以说，这少年官问他怎么得到永生的时候，耶稣第一开始是跟他讲说，你先把你的这些诫命守好来。
He responds by saying, I already kept the commandments.
那少年官说：“我从小就已经遵守了这些诫命了。”
Now you know and I know that no one has ever kept the commandments.
我们大家都知道，没有人真实能够遵守完全的遵守我们这个诫命。
Mm-hmm. You know, in the Old Testament, it says that if you committed adultery, that was a sin worthy of death.
在旧约里讲说，如果你犯了奸淫的话，你这个公价可能就是要死。
But the New Testament says if you look on a woman or a man with lust, you've committed adultery.
但是在新约里讲到说，你眼睛看到一个异性的话，你内心动了邪念的话，其实你就已经犯了奸淫这个罪。
So it all happens in the mind and in the heart, not necessarily physically.
所以说，从脑里或者心里有这样不好的邪念的话，其实已经就是。犯了这个诫命，并不代表说一定要是行为做上做出来。
In the Old Testament, it says if you kill somebody, then you would be killed.
旧约里讲到说，如果你杀了人的话，你也要死，用你的命来偿价。
The New Testament says if you hate your brother, it's just like murder.
但是新约里讲到说，如果你恨你的弟兄的话，就像是害那个要杀人一样。
All of us have sinned in one way or the other.
这些都是罪，不管是哪一个方式。
We either sin with our mind or with our thoughts or with our body.
不管是我们那个不好的念头是存在我们心里，或者是在我们脑海里，或者是我们真的做出来，这些都是罪。
So you see, this man was self-righteous. He said, "I've already kept the commandment."
这个少年官，我们可以看出来，他就是自以为意。他认为说，这些诫命我已经都遵守了啊。
And he said, I did that ever since I was a little boy.
他说，哎，这些事情我从小就已经遵守好了。
I've always been good.
我一路以来我都是很好的人啊。
The Bible says none good but one.
但是圣经里讲到说，没有一个人是好的，除了一位以外。
That all sin and are separated from God.
所以说。世人都犯了罪，而且都跟神隔绝了。
When we are born into the world, the Bible says we're born with a sin nature.
圣经里讲说，我们出生来到这个世上，其实我们出生就带着这个罪来到这个世上。
That's why you have to teach your children to do good, not to do bad.
所以说，我们要教导我们的小孩子要做好的事情，不要做坏。
They already know how to do bad.
因为每个人都知道怎么做坏了。
Yes, we must teach them the right way.
我们要教导他们正确的道路。
So this man was seeking the Lord, but he said, "I am good. I have kept the commandments."
这个少年官他想要寻求神，但是他认为说，哎，我已经遵守好所有的律诫命了。
I want you to look at verse 21 now.
我希望大家来看第二十一节。
Jesus looked at him and loved him and said, "One thing you lack."
耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说，但你还缺少一件事。
Jesus was not telling him that if he kept the commandments, he could inherit eternal life. He was not telling him that.
耶稣不是跟他讲说，你只要遵守这十诫，你就可以得永生。他不是这样的意思。
When Jesus looked at him, he could have said, "You are a liar and a sinner, and you have not kept the commandments." Jesus could have told him that.
耶稣其实可以跟他讲说，其实你并没有，你并没有真正的遵守这个诫命。
But Jesus is putting his finger on the problem in that man's life.
这个耶稣真正他指出，他真正的问题是他生命的问题。
He could have said, "You have never kept the commandments."
耶稣也说，你其实本来就都没有遵守这诫命。
But he looked at him and he loved them. That's the way God works.
但是耶稣却看着这个少年官，却爱他，因为这是神爱我们世人。
And he said, "There's just one thing you lack." But that one thing was keeping him from eternal life.
但是耶稣对这个少年官说，还有一件事情，这件事情让你跟神隔绝了。
He said, "Sell everything that you have, give it to the poor, and come and follow me."
耶稣对他说，变卖你所有的，然后分给穷人，然后跟随我。
He said, "If you do that, you will have riches. You will have treasures in heaven." He said.
耶稣说，如果你这样做的话，你就可以。
Most of us would rather have riches down here than riches in heaven. I can't spend my riches in heaven.
Okay. 他这样说的话，就是说，如果你这样做的话，你就会有财宝在天上。
But this one thing, his possessions, was keeping him from following the Lord.
但是在这个故事里，他的这个少年官的这个财富，反而让他与神的隔绝了。
So we find out that he was not willing to give up his possessions to have eternal life.
所以说可以看出来，这个少年官看这个钱财重于说，看重他的财富在天上。
So you might ask the question.
所以说你可以问这个问题。
If I give up my possessions, can I have eternal life?
那我们可以这样问说，那如果我把我的财富给放弃掉的话，我是不是就可以得永生呢？
Well, the Bible is very clear. It is not by works of righteousness which we do that saves us.
但是圣经里很清楚地讲到说，并不是因为我们的好行为让我们能够上天堂。
But let me ask you the question.
但是让我来问你这个问题。
Is there anything in your life that you will not give up to have eternal life?
但是我来问你这个问题是说，有没有你生命上哪一件事情让你与神隔绝，然后而以至于不能上天堂？
We can't earn eternal life and we can't buy eternal life. It's an issue of the heart.
我们不能靠我们的善行，我们的努力去上天堂，而重点在于我们的内心。
When Jesus died on the cross, the way to heaven is opened up for everybody.
当主耶稣为我们的罪钉死在十字架上的时候，我们去天堂那个路其实已经都为我们敞开了。
The Bible is clear. Christ died for our sins. He was buried and he rose again the third day.
圣经里很清楚地讲到说，神为我们的罪钉死在十字架上，然后三天后他复活。
And the Bible is very clear. If I believe that in my heart, if I believe that, that is the way to heaven.
圣经里很清楚地讲到说，如果我们诚心相信主耶稣，那我们就有这个就有办法上天堂。
That means I must humble myself and agree with God.
这意思就是说，我们必须要谦卑自己，然后与神合一。
And I have to say, I am the sinner, and Jesus is the only Savior.
比如说，我是一个罪人，那主耶稣你是唯一的救主。
I must humble myself.
我必须要谦卑好自己。
And I must accept what Christ did for me.
而且接受主耶稣所为我做的，就是为我们赎价这件事。
But this young man would not do that.
但是这个年轻少年官不这么做。
Look at verse 22.
请看第二十二节。
He was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. possessions.
他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
Every person has at least one thing between them and God.
每一个人都至少会有一件事隔绝在我们跟神之间。
It might be your possessions, it might be your health, it might be your family, it might be your pride.
这些可能，这件事情可能是你的产业、财产、你的家人、你的健康，或者是你自我的骄傲。
Is there something in your life that's keeping you from believing?
是不是有哪一件事情阻隔了你去相信这位神呢？
That is the one thing Jesus puts his finger on in this man's life.
这件事情就是主耶稣特别要把它指出来，这件年轻人，这个少年人的问题。
In this case, it was his possessions.
在这个少年官的例子里的话，是他的财富。
The Bible says this.
圣经里这么说。
What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
圣经里讲到说，一个人如果赚得了全世界，却丧失了他的灵魂，有什么益处呢？
Or what would a man give in exchange for his soul?
或者是说，一个人能拿什么来交换他的灵魂呢？
Let's suppose for a minute that salvation costs $1 billion.
我们来举个例子，就是说这个救恩是代表十亿，价值十亿元。
Let's suppose you had $1 billion.
我们假装说你有十亿美金。
Would you be willing to give up $1 billion for heaven?
那你愿不愿意放弃这十亿美金来换进入天堂的？
Relax, you can't buy it even if you had $1 billion. You cannot buy it if you had it.
先停一停哈，这个就算你有十亿美金，你也不会上天堂，哎，也不能买这个救恩。
But here is the point.
但是重点在来的。
We must trust Christ and not our possessions or our wealth.
我们重点在我们必须要依赖耶稣，而不是在于依赖我们所有的或我们的钱财。
Listen again to the Bible.
我们再来看一下圣经。
The love of money is the root of all evil.
圣经里讲说，那个贪爱钱财是所有罪恶的开端。
Not money, the love of money.
不是钱本身这个问题，而是贪爱钱财的这个问题。
Not riches, the love of riches.
不是说你富有有问题，而是说你贪爱这个钱财的这个问题。
You cannot serve two masters, the Bible says.
你不可能那个服侍两个主。
If your security and your trust is in your possessions, you cannot trust the Lord at the same time.
如果你的安全感、你的保障来自于你的钱财，你就不可能把你的这个信的这个安全，或者是你本身交托给上帝。
Look again in verse 24.
请看第二十四节。
Jesus said, "How hard is it for them that trust in riches?"
第二十四节讲到说，倚靠钱财的啊，他要进入神的国是何等的难啊！
To enter into the kingdom of God.
进入依靠钱财的人，依靠这个钱财去进入神的国。
Understand this. Riches do not keep one out of heaven. It's when they trust in riches rather than Jesus.
这里并不是说你富有的话就不能上天堂，而是说你把你的这个依靠啊。放在钱财上的话，那你没有办法上天堂。
Look again in verse 25.
请看第二十五节。
It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
第二十五节讲到说，骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进入神的国还容易呢。
The first thing we want to note is what kind of a rich man in verse 25.
这里我们要看到说，在二十五节讲到说。这里讲的财主是什么样的财主呢？
The context says the rich man who trusts in riches, verse 24.
在二十四节里讲到这个富人是怎么样的富人，他是倚靠财富的人。
So if you have a man who's trusting in riches, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a sewing needle than for that man to get into heaven.
一个倚靠财富的富有人，他要进到天国的话，跟这个骆驼的要穿过针眼去进天国这件事情的话，那个骆驼穿过针眼还比较容易的。
The disciples in verse 26 said, "Oh my, no one then who could be saved?" They said.
那耶稣的门徒就很稀奇说，那这样的话，有谁可以进天国呢？谁可以得救呢？
Most of you know what a camel looks like, right?
大家应该都是知道那个骆驼长得什么样。
And most of you know what a sewing needle looks like, right?
我们大家也知道说那个针眼是怎么样。
Now I'm going to ask you, do you think it is possible for a camel to go through the eye of a sewing needle?
大家来想想看，一个针的针眼的话，对一个骆驼来讲，骆驼要经过穿过这个针眼有可能吗？
No, it is impossible. You cannot. A camel cannot go through the eye of a sewing needle.
这个骆驼要穿过这个针眼，真的其实上是不可能的事。
Let me tell you something else that's impossible.
让我告诉你一个不可能的事情。
It is impossible for a man who trusts in riches to enter the kingdom of God.
我让你讲一件不可能的事情，就是一个富有的人，他要想要依靠他的财富去进到天国里。
He must trust in Christ.
他必须依靠上帝，依靠耶稣。
You know, riches give you a false security.
财富只是带给你一个虚浮的安全感而已。
Sometimes what happens is we think, "Oh, I have the money, I can do anything."
我们常常会讲说，哎，我有钱啊，我可以做很多事啊。
I can tell you one thing you cannot do with money.
我可以告诉你有一件事情是财物买不到的。
It is the one thing that turned this young man away.
这件事情就是让这个少年人。
He had hoped that some way, somehow, he could buy his way into heaven without giving up his money.
因为这个少年人想说，他总是可以想个办法，靠他的努力得到永生，而不放弃他原有的财富。
So we got to ask ourselves the question: Is it wrong to have money?
所以说我要问大家一个问题：那有拥有富有财富的话，是有问题吗？
No, it is not wrong to have money. Only if money is your heart and your trust and not the Lord Jesus.
这个拥有钱财并不是个问题。真正有问题是你拥有钱财，但是却因为这个钱财让你隔绝这个天国。
Remember, he was seeking.
大家记得他这个少年官他在寻求。
He was self-righteous. He said, "I've already kept the commandments."
第一点是他寻求，第二个是说他自以为意。
But also in verse 22, he was sad.
在二十二节讲到说他伤心。
Because he would not give up his possessions in order to have eternal life, he would not trust Jesus.
因为他不愿意放弃他的财富，他的钱财，他不愿意把它交托给上帝。
Well, there are three, in closing, there are three looks of the Lord Jesus in this text.
在这些经节里面谈到耶稣里看了有三次谈到耶稣看。
In verse 21, Jesus looked at him and loved him.
在二十一节讲到说，耶稣看着这个少年官，然后就爱他。
Let me say to you this morning, Jesus looks at you with all of your faults, all of my faults, all of our sins, and you know what? He loves us.
耶稣看着我们每个人。
He wants you to be with him.
耶稣看着我们每个人，即使是我们有罪，我们有错。但是他还爱我们。
This is the first love, the look of love.
第一个，这个是第一个 love， 第一个那个看，就是爱的看，看我们。
In verse 23, there's another look.
在第二十三节有另外一个看。
Jesus looked around and said to his disciples.
耶稣向周围一看，然后对他的门徒说
：“We're going to call this the look of sorrow。”
哎，我们称这个看的话是悲伤的看见。
He looks at people. He looks at the crowds. He looks at us, and he's sorrowful because we have not trusted him.
耶稣看着这周围的，看着我们每一个人，然后他感到悲伤，因为我们并不认识神。
So we have the look of love and the look of sorrow or compassion.
所以说我们这里看到有两个看见，一个看是耶稣爱的看，第二个是伤心的看，因为他悲伤我们。他
We have one more look.
他还有第三个。
It's in verse 27.
在第27节另外一个看。
Jesus looking upon them said, "With men it's impossible, but not so with God."
第三个看是在二十七节里，耶稣看着他们说：“在人不能，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。”
For with God all things are possible.
因为在神凡事都能。
This is the look of hope.
这是什么看见呢？是盼望的看见。
No matter who you are, where you live, or where you have come from, Jesus loves you.
不管你是谁，你从哪里来，你在哪里，神都爱你。
And he has compassion on you. He loves you, but he's sorrowful that you have not trusted in him.
他怜悯你，他爱你，但是他也对你不愿意，没有信靠他而感到悲伤。
You may think to yourself, it is impossible for me to become a Christian.
你也许会认为说啊，我要成为一个基督徒是不可能的事。
But remember this.
但是记得这件事。
That with God,
信靠上帝，信靠神。
All things are possible.
靠着主，凡事都可能。
I'm going to ask you a question in closing.
我要问你一个问，在结束前我要问你一个问题。
Can you think of anything in your life that's keeping you from becoming a Christian?
你自己想想看，在你生命中有哪一件事情会阻碍你成为一个基督徒？
Or if you are a Christian, can you think of anything in your life that keeps you from serving your Master Jesus?
或者是你是个基督徒的话，有没有哪一件事情阻碍你去？来服侍你的上帝呢？
I'm going to ask you this morning to consider giving that up.
我今天很诚挚的邀请你，你要仔细的思考这件事情，是不是应该把这样的一个阻挠放弃掉？
Don't let anything keep you out of heaven. Trust in the Lord Jesus today.
不要让任何一件事情阻碍你，去相信主耶稣基督。你今天就要做这个好的决定。
And don't let anything keep you from serving the Lord Jesus. Give it up today.
而且今天就放弃任何阻碍你去服侍神的这些阻挠。
After lunch, we're going to have a special class.
在午餐后，我们有个特别的课程。
This is open to anyone to come who would like.To hear the gospel message again.
我们很欢迎任何每一个想要在对福音的这个讯息有更多的认识。
Maybe I can answer some questions.
也许就可以回答你们一些疑问。
Maybe I can help in some way, if this has not been clear.
也许有哪些方式可以来帮助各位。
So after lunch, there will be a time, an announcement, and if you're interested.Please come. Joseph and I will be there, and we will try to help.
那个午餐以后会有一个宣布，有一段时间，那我们很欢迎。有问题的话，可以一起来参加这样的一个研讨。
I ask the question in closing: What thing do you lack?
在结束前，我要问一件事情，就你所缺少的是什么？
May God help you to give that up today. Let's pray. Father, thank you for these words from the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the people who've come. Thank you for lunch that's going to be provided. Thank you for the Spirit of God that works in hearts, and we can't see that, but the Lord works in hearts. He moves in hearts. And perhaps, Father, you're moving in someone's heart this morning. No matter what their language is, Lord, you speak their language. And so we commit the preaching of the gospel to you, the love of God to you, the conviction of sin to you, and pray that your will would be done for Christ's sake. Amen. Harold, any announcements other than lunch?
Just to remind you that we're having our regular fellowship class lunch right now. And if any of you would like to stay and meet with Joel, and Joel, I think Chu will be there as well. And the objective is just so you can get to spend a little more time with Joel and learn what it is that he's been talking about, how to become a Christian, what it is to be a Christian. So that's all for those of you who would like to stay. There's lunch for all who would like to stay. We're going to go downstairs and do that. Thank you to all this morning. Thank you especially for the children who were with us this morning. You children were very well behaved.